Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you still here, for God's sakes, Rossi? I thought we fired you last hour.
No, he promised to do a much better job.
Apparently not.
That's what he said.
Never change the open. You got to ride it out.
I understand.
All right.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. A real world update here. Yeah, because this college admission story is like the biggest story in the country.
It's a big to-do.
It's everywhere. So did you see the two latest big-time people who have had to put out releases and say, nothing illegal here?
No.
Phil Mickelson and Joe Montana.
Oh, no.
Both admitted that they actually did hire, it's called The Key. That's the name of this.
The Key.
The phony,
please,
baloney charitable nonprofit that this guy had come up with.
Yeah.
Both said, okay, yeah, we did hire The Key, but, you know, we didn't really do anything.
I'll tell you
with
what,
them.
Phil Mickelson's involved in a lot of shady activity, is he not? Now he's trying to get his kids into school. I did see the update on Lori Loughlin's daughters. They are not returning to Southern Cal.
Well, as it turns out, now, I initially thought that they were going to let anybody who got in, okay, fine, you do the work, you get the grades, you can stay. A lot of colleges are saying, yeah, I'm not sure.
You know
sure.
what? Maybe leave. You know? Maybe get out of here. And also, the Hallmark Channel, you'll
be
sad
to hear.
Oh,
they fired Lori.
They said, see you later.
My wife is despondent.
Who are they going to get?
Well,
that's a huge opening.
Not only did they get rid of Lori Loughlin,
right,
you know, but they've said they're not going to show her previous stuff.
No. What are they going to air?
There's nothing else.
Nothing. Like,
from
we're in
Thanksgiving
trouble.
To Christmas, yeah. it's Lori Loughlin all the time.
They might shut down the whole Hallmark Channel. They got nothing else. So they're going to have to hire. There's somebody who was like a star in the 80s or 90s that still looks pretty good that is going to get that job. And then she's going to be set for the rest of her life making Hallmark movies.
So here's Phil Mickelson's tweet.
Oh, boy.
Quote, our family, along with thousands of others, used Rick Singer's company to guide us through the college admission process.
Okay.
We are shocked by the revelations of these events. Obviously.
Oh, so he has no idea.
Obviously, we were not part of
this
fraud.
Oh, okay.
Our kids would disown us if we ever tried to interfere.
Oh, all right. So nothing to see here from Phil.
Here's Joe Montana's tweet. Quote, Mr. Singer's company provided nothing more than minimal consulting services to our family.
That's it.
Like so many other families with the college application process. Fortunately, our kids were able to pick from a number of schools to attend.
Brag.
Due to their hard work and their merit.
Wait, so why would you even belong to this thing if they just barely gave you advice?
Why did you hire Rick Singer's company?
Yikes. Yeah, something. So, I mean, doesn't part of the story, like, I was actually reading, there was an article put out there that in a weird way, it kind of makes you think that maybe, like, the college process is kind of working. Because, like, I always assumed, like, legacies get in, rich kids get in, and whatever. Like, that kind of happens, right? I didn't know they went to this kind of length to...
Yeah, nobody did. You know, whoever envisioned
Photoshop
this.
A kid's face onto a water polo player and be like, see, he's an athlete? Like, that's insane
there
to
we
me.
Go.
That's insane. But the fact that these parents... Phil Mickelson, Joe Montana, Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, that they had to go to these measures to get their kids into college kind of proves that they couldn't just say, hey, I'm a famous person. I'll make some donations. So, you know, let the kid in. Like they weren't going to automatically get in. So
I mean,
maybe that's
a
good thing.
Don't you, at least I've always kind of assumed that if Joe Montana's kid applies to a college,
like, I don't
Joe
know,
Montana's,
Notre Dame
or pick your school.
Oh.
That name alone is probably going to get the application looked at more than, you know.
Yeah. So that's why
Rich
these kids.
Keefe's son.
Or for sure.
Dale Arnold's son.
That's why I think these kids must be so dumb. Like, they must be just nowhere near. Like, they probably don't have good grades. They probably don't do anything. They always say, hey, join a club or you gotta be in a thing. Like, you can't just play sports. They probably have nothing there. And so maybe this is the only avenue their parents thought they could get them in with.
I'm trying to figure out why exactly Phil Mickelson and Joe Montana hired this company.
I don't know.
If they weren't really going to get any help.
Yeah, because what's the company do? It's not exactly like an SAT prep. It's like something that's different than that. A lot of kids do that.
Their services included taking standardized tests in place of these dumb kids, photoshopping pictures. I mean, what else do they do?
I don't know what you do. Like, they help you fill out the application? Like, the application's pretty self-explanatory. Name, birthday, social security number. That's kind of it.
They're a pain in the butt to fill out, but they're, you know.
Do they write your essays for you? Because don't you have to write essays? Or maybe they come up with fake recommendations? You know, because that's another thing I think they used to ask for is like a couple teacher recommendations and whatever else.
So do we actually believe that you hire this company, The Key?
Nonprofit. Ooh, I liked it. That's a nice name.
That you hire them, but I hardly even know about them. I don't even remember how much.
No, I do not trust Phil Mickelson or Joe Montana in this case. No, I think they were definitely involved in it.
We're going to get more.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get more names.
Yeah, because this thing is pretty big. So unlike the Robert Kraft situation where Adam Schefter said there's a bigger name, like in this case, there very, very well could be a bigger name than Lori Loughlin.
I did, a texter points out, I did bury the lead.
Did you really?
Well, sort of. Joe Montana's Twitter handle is Joseph Montana.
Oh. But why is he going by, did somebody have Joe?
It's got Joseph Montana with a blue check mark, and then it says at Joe Montana. So I don't know why he stuck Joseph.
He's
in
not
there.
The real Joe Montana. That's too bad.
So I don't have the name.
No.
No.
Somebody's out there.
So that's,
I don't have the name.
Today's addition to the college scandal is Phil Mickelson and Joe Montana's kids who got no benefit from this.
No, it didn't help them at all. Are they in school right now, those kids? Or is this like the process is ongoing?
I don't know.
Hard to say because I wasn't sure what was going on but with Lori Loughlin, but she's got two kids and apparently they both at least went to Southern Cal, which I didn't realize was like the Harvard of L.A. So
I didn't think Southern Cal was that hard to get into.
Yeah.
Stanford I sort of got.
Stanford and Georgetown, those are the two that jumped out on that list that you're like, yeah,
well,
okay.
And Yale.
Like, you know, not everybody's getting in there. But then they're like, San Diego. You're like, San Diego?
Have you seen the lawsuits now?
The one person I thought a very measured response.
The one who's suing Felicity Huffman's family?
And
for
the joint
$1 billion.
No, there was one.
There is a lawsuit.
Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. There's one person suing both because their kid didn't get into school for, no joke, $500 billion.
Oh, $500 billion. Okay.
I was like, what?
But we're willing to negotiate here.
We're like, our kid didn't get into school, so make it up to us, $500 billion. Like, I don't know what you think the Hallmark Channel was paying Lori. It's not. I don't know what
the residuals for Desperate Housewives.
But like, let's try to take it seriously just a little bit.
There's another lawsuit that's been filed. These two kids, these two dimbulbs from Stanford, who have sued Stanford because the participation in this scheme by some Stanford coach has now devalued their Stanford degree.
Oh, yeah.
So they're suing Stanford.
It's an absolute mess now. Because that's the other problem is you're going to have all these rich people involved, and their favorite thing to do is sue people, and now it's just going to turn into we were wronged, or you're going to have parents that didn't think of doing this, that probably would have done it, but they didn't even know it existed, and their kid had to go to some other school, and now they're upset about it, and they're going to try to get some money back.
Now, this whole story, when it came out this week, all of us were kind of shocked by it. And you're thinking, God, some guy with too much disposable income paid $6.5 million to get his dim bulb kid into some school.
It doesn't seem like a great investment.
No, it doesn't. Just give the kid the $6.5 million.
Or give him $5 million and then give another school like $1 million just, you know, with tuition and with donations. And they're going to get in somewhere else.
But don't you think the reaction's been a little over the top to this whole story?
I just think it's kind of funny.
Not just the $500 billion.
Yeah, yeah, that reaction has been a little strong.
I mean, it's like,
should Lori Loughlin go to prison?
That's what people want.
I know.
People want Lori Loughlin to go to big girl prison because she paid $500,000 to get her dim-bulb kid into USC.
I honestly think the best punishment is just the shame of it. Like, she's a punchline now, and she always will be. So every time Lori Loughlin comes up, this is what you're going to think of. It's not going to be Full House. It's not going to be the Hallmark Channel. It's going to be this. And if her daughters end up being anything, doesn't one of them want to be like an influencer or something like that?
Well, she already is.
Well, okay.
Sort of.
And this may affect her.
By the way, she was on a yacht.
With the USC guy, right?
With the USC trustee or whatever.
Matt Leinart.
When it came out and they said, you know what, maybe it's a better idea if you kind of go home
now.
Yeah,
like she's kind of a joke now, right? Like that, and then so I think that's, somebody they don't said, need to go to jail.
No, the perfect punishment here, I saw this on Twitter, somebody suggested this. Make Lori Loughlin's daughters be on the crew team at USC.
Yeah, just for a day.
No. Make them
the whole time.
Make USC.
No, they'd break.
Carry them on the crew team.
They could not do it.
You know, some kid who got a tennis recruiting thing. No, they didn't get scholarships.
Oh, well, right.
Some kid who was recruited, quote unquote, to play tennis at Georgetown. Get that racket and get out there.
So the group of people, I don't even know if jail time, but actually, you know what? Maybe jail time would be some of these coaches that got millions of dollars. That's insane. Like the parents are idiotic, but they don't know any better. They're just like, we'll just throw money at the problem. But the people that accepted it and have been falsely getting people into school and benefiting from that, they need to face something.
Hey, now I don't know if this is true, but a texter claims Phil Mickelson's daughter goes to Brown.
Not the easiest school to get into, nope. Dale.
Now, is that the one who does the little drawings on the commercial?
What do you mean?
There's a
Phil commercial? Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
Where his daughter does the little cartoon drawings of her father.
Could be. I don't know.
I mean, Brown, by the way, was not listed.
No, it was not. Not yet. This story stinks. There's going to be a lot more to it.
There were lots of schools that were listed. Mm-hmm. Brown wasn't on the list. Let's make sure we get that out of the way. Did the University of Rhode Island fire the tennis coach yet?
Is he a good coach? I don't think people are paying to get into Rhode Island. I'm sorry.
Well, you don't
know. I didn't mean to do that to everybody. They're not. They're not doing it for Hobart either, so it's not just a slap at Rhode Island. But I don't think somebody's paying $6 million so their kid can get into URI.
I'm just scared to
death. I could be wrong.
Bowden's going to appear on the list.
Yeah, they might be like,
Hold the phone.
Now we got a scoop.
617-779-7937. We get right back to the calls with you. Coming up next, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We return to a False Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on WEEI.
When we mentioned Irish wrestling themes, this was the first one that popped into
absolutely
my head.
Absolutely.
The Last Kicker.
That's right. Watch your mouth, Dale.
I said a last kicker. Get that Becky Lynch.
You know Rossi's going to WrestleMania again?
I know.
This guy can't get enough of it.
He is a wild and crazy guy.
Goes to Mania every year.
So I mentioned to him that I'm going to have to take Friday, April 5th off. I've got a book signing up in Brunswick.
Yes.
So I'm taking a... And he goes, you going to WrestleMania? You want to hook up down there with me?
you want to get a dinner?
No, Jason.
No,
I like
good.
To connect with the community.
No, it's not. You see him every single day. You got to see him on the weekends now, too?
Yeah, bring him along.
Yeah.
Jason Rossi, that's his vacation plans.
It is.
Where's WrestleMania this year?
I don't know how he convinces...
New York? Yeah.
I don't know how he convinces his wife to go along with that.
I think she's like as every big year, a fan as he is.
Nah, I don't think so.
She's not as big of a fan. She likes to travel.
But I asked him, I go, if you weren't home on a Monday, would she watch Monday Night Raw?
No.
And he's like, I don't think so. So right away, she certainly wouldn't be going to WrestleMania every year.
She might not, but I will say she was away this past weekend, and she told me she was texting me. She was watching Fastlane on the app.
Oh, really? Okay.
So at times. Right. I think it's more of like she wants to be involved, and like she knows that's 90%
life
of my conversation.
she wants to be able to talk
sports.
I get the total eye roll from the other part of the living room
when I
hit USA Network at 8 o'clock on Monday night. I get the total, really?
It's not great. Yeah, it's a hard
thing.
In your case, you're
not
in the Fortress of Solitude, so she doesn't know.
True, but when she knows I'm watching wrestling, it's not really for her either.
She came once. She went to
Monday Night Raw. Yeah. It's like sports, though, with her. She likes a live sporting event. She doesn't like watching any of it on TV, though.
That's really what convinces people. I've got my wife in. You know, Dale, maybe we can try your wife into a Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw party in a couple weeks.
I'm happy to ask. I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that.
Get the whole show together, watch a little wrestling.
Quite as cranked up about that as we might be.
Fair enough.
Last time I went, I took my daughter and her friend.
And did they have a good time?
They were very excited. They were going up the escalator in the back of the building, and they saw Sheamus and Big Show.
Pretty good.
And they're yelling, and Sheamus and Big Show are both waving to them and smiling.
What a happy memory.
There you go. The moment of my daughter's
wrestling
life.
Wrestling fans for life I'm sure.
They thought Sheamus was a better guy than they expected.
Yeah, pretty good.
All right, let's get back to the call. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's go to Phil up in Maine. Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. What's going
on? Hey, Phil. How are you?
Not too bad. Glad it's Friday.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure sometimes taking calls, it's not a fun week.
That's not what we were thinking.
No, Phil, that's not what I was suggesting, but what would you like to talk about?
Hey, guys, you know, it's frustrating to watch the Patriots, you know, especially the last two seasons.
Yeah, it was awful this year. No, it was awful this year.
Come on, Dale, let him talk.
No. Well,
you said the last two seasons.
Don't be an idiot. So, anyway... So, guys, you know, we're just not signing big names. And, again, there's a lot of moves, you know, with the other teams. And being a New England fan, you know, it is frustrating in the sense that you want to see these big moves the way the other teams do. But look at the division we're in. It's basically a joke. And I don't think New England is scared of anybody in our division. Everybody talks about how it's a cakewalk. This year is probably going to be similar to that. You know, so it's like, why in the hell do these guys even really worry about it? It's like, I guess they're content. We won a Super Bowl with a 42-year-old quarterback, a tight end that is basically on the verge of retirement if he wants to or not. You know, a bunch of veterans, a coach that's been there 20 years. You know, so they're basically telling us, hey, we win every year or close to with the crew that gets us here. Why are we going to change it? You know, why are we going to fix something that's not broken? And I'm frustrated. I want to see these moves.
But you just answered your own question.
I think
why
you
would you change anything?
That's the thing, and it's just crazy because you look at what they do with what they have, and it's amazing.
But I do think, Phil, is I think that, and not that he can't do it, because we've seen Tom Brady take less and make more out of it all the time. But we've also
Although
seen
he's
him
considering a pro skiing career right now, yeah, so no, that I'm may not, be an indication.
I'm not wild about that. But just because you won with a bad receiving core last year, does that mean you should always have a bad receiving core?
No.
Like, of course not. And so,
and they obviously thought it needed to be addressed based on the players that we think they've been trying to get.
Exactly. So that's the thing. You can't just on the one hand say, oh, see, it's good. You know, they don't need to get anybody. It's like, well, they've tried. They've actually tried to get at least three wide receivers that we know of. They didn't get any of those three. And as much as I actually like Bruce Ellington, the other three guys are all better. They've all had better careers. They're all more reliable. So they signed two receivers yesterday who, if you were ranking the five that they were interested in, would be fourth and fifth.
Yeah.
So they still need to add a receiver. So I don't mind, and I'm with a lot of fans that would be a little annoyed about that and questioning, all right, how are you going to get that receiver? And maybe it'll come in with a trade. Maybe it'll be draft day. Maybe there's a player we're not even thinking about. But it just feels like, all right, you need to give Tom Brady a little bit more. Make his job easier for him. It doesn't have to be so challenging.
He's not getting any younger, you
right?
know.
I've heard that. So give him the best you can do. And right now, there's no way that this is the best that you can do for him.
617-779-7937. Bob's down on the Cape. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Bonnie?
You know, it's got to be really frustrating. You know what's frustrating besides winning championships? It's sitting on cold aluminum bleacher seats at Schaefer Stadium and paying $100 for tickets and cold hot dogs.
Oh, those were the days.
Amen, Bob.
That's frustrating. And watching them lose.
Oh, anyway, tell me about it.
And home games weren't on TV.
No, blacked out. They didn't sell it out. It was blacked out. You had to watch the Giants.
Right.
Yeah.
And anyway, the reason I called was in regards to the scandal here with the college admissions and all these wealthy people paying hundreds of thousands of dollars, some cases over $1 million, to get their kids into colleges that they couldn't qualify in the first place for. But at any rate, if Lori Loughlin doesn't deserve to go to jail, what do you think about the punishment that Paul Manafort got?
What do you got?
You're equating the two?
What do you got?
Well, Paul Manafort he got fraud, right?
What do you got? 8 years in prison.
Oh.
Yeah, but he committed fraud, right?
There were several other things. Bob, really, you cannot try to tell me you're equating what Lori Loughlin did with what Paul Manafort did.
Look, the only reason you're ticked off about it, Dale, is because Paul Manafort worked for President Trump for a few months.
I've actually read the material, Bob, which you either didn't.
Yeah, I'm out on this.
Or you're trying to fake it. Really? Paul Manafort is the same as Lori Loughlin?
More like Paul Manafart, am I right?
The whole witness tampering thing, you could leave that out, I guess, if you want to. The whole defrauding the United States government, you could leave that part out if you want to. I mean, honest to God. Sorry.
Dale, you're just a lefty,
liberal, left-wing leaning
jackass.
Well, that, too. I mean, I thought that last one was a little harsh and makes me feel bad.
I don't know what the hell is going on there. This is one of those things that I should know about that I don't. Am I wrong, Sean Rossi? No, I know. Am I supposed to be aware of what's going on here? How does this affect me? That's what everything comes down to. How does it come back to me?
Corporate greed.
Does it? Corporate greed? I like the corporation. And then when it was the corporate ministry, that was a good click.
That's a good one. Dina's in Malden. Hey, Dina.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing? First time call, long time listener.
Nice. Thank you.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
I am a liberal, and I do think that they should do jail time. Lori Loughlin, and I'll tell you why. Because there have been other parents, a homeless parent, Tanya McDowell, I might pronounce her wrong, her name wrong. She's doing 5 years for falsifying an address. She was homeless at the time, so her kids could get into a better educational system. We're not talking college. We're talking, I think it was elementary school. And if the law is a law, we can't have separate laws for rich people and then poor people do jail time. And what they did was far, far worse than falsifying an address.
How many years would you give her?
I don't think she would do 5 years. I don't think the woman should do 5 years. But at least a year. There should be some consequences.
Yeah. Maybe a month in the hole.
I got to tell you, I'm not trying to talk you out of it, Dina. I was telling Rich during the commercial break. My wife gets, like, incensed about this.
She's mad about this.
She says, I think Lori Loughlin should lose every dime she's ever had. And I'm thinking, okay, that seems...
Well...
I there is such a thing as you know, white-collar crime. Paying $500,000 to get Olivia Jade into USC doesn't seem like a jailable offense to me.
I don't know. I guess I haven't really thought about what the punishment would be. It's got to be something. I mean, you got to be able to take something away.
The guy who ran the scam. No problems with him.
I think the coaches are certainly in the wrong because they're the ones that were really benefiting. I know you can say, well, her daughter got to go to Southern Cal. Okay. But these coaches that ended up getting like millions of dollars by just faking all this stuff at school, telling the admissions department, like, hey, this is a soccer player, obviously. This is who we want. So that stuff definitely is punishable. You got to do something. I understand what the caller is saying. It shouldn't just be a slap on the wrist, but I don't know if she needs to go to Alcatraz. Like, I think there's maybe a happy medium somewhere.
Going to prison seems a little harsh to me for that. But
although that would be a good twist in her Hallmark channel
story. But Paul Manafort went to prison, Dale, so Lori Loughlin should be going.
That was just the guy who's waiting around. He's like, nobody's talked about Trump in a while. How am I gonna weasel my way in with that?
We need a proper analysis of our police facilities and our 911 capabilities. We'll get into some of that coming up in just a couple of minutes. 617-779-7937, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio, WE.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
EI.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Yeah. So we've gotten a pretty good indication. The previous caller very upset that, you know, he can't enjoy the offseason the way other fans are able to enjoy the offseason.
Well, you like a splash every once in a while. Two years ago, people loved it.
I'd rather enjoy the season than the offseason, but that's fine.
One thing at a time, Dale. We're not there yet.
I understand that. So what you're not getting here is the joy, the elation that fan bases elsewhere are getting with these major moves in the NFL offseason.
Like the Jets.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a couple of nice signings.
They did. Le'Veon Bell, they got him.
C.J. Mosley.
And good for them. But I was thinking more about Cleveland, where maybe the excitement level has reached maybe a little too high.
You think it's too crazy?
Well, it could be.
Emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming and, like, flailing his arms.
A frantic 911 call to Shaker Heights Police Tuesday night.
And I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high-pitched.
Marita Jackson.
Well, I think we've all been there, Dale. You know, I've been accused of worse.
That could be me.
So you just call 911
now? So the woman's
now
going
for
home.
Flailing arms?
She sees somebody out in front of her house or outside.
Yeah.
Screaming, yelling. You might think they've been attacked.
I say, my old place, I saw that every night. I don't know. What, was it calling anybody?
We
don't want to bother
Tuesday,
anybody. I was going to say, what's the problem there?
So there was a lot of yelling and screaming. High-pitched yelling and screaming. Yeah. They thought it could have been a woman, apparently.
Okay. First, I thought it was a woman because it was very high-pitched.
Carita Jackson lives on Winslow Road.
And then I saw this man running down the street just flailing his arms. And I was like, oh, my God. So I put my kids back in the car, of course. And so I was, call the police.
And then, boom, we got OBJ.
So that's the gentleman, I assume, that was flailing his arms. They got OBJ. I would have been that excited.
You would have been out front of your house.
Oh, my God. The Patriots, they would have been calling the cops on me like crazy running up and down the street.
Boom. We got OBJ.
You got OBJ. If there's not a reason to celebrate, I don't know what is.
I was so excited. I couldn't help myself. I was just jumping around my house, and my little brother told me to stop, but I couldn't because I was so excited. Right.
Take it outside. So he's like, all right, I will.
Let's take it out.
Perfect.
Now that
it's
voice,
fresh air.
That voice there doesn't sound particularly high pitched.
Yeah, but when you get excited, you scream. Some people have a high scream. That can happen.
I was so excited.
Robert Stewart lives right across the street.
Couldn't nothing stop me.
Wait, hold on a second. So they live right across the street from each other. She didn't recognize.
Never seen him outside.
She didn't
before.
Say, "Hey, Robert, everything good?" She goes, "I better call the cops."
She didn't look. She didn't. She just heard the man.
Okay, she just heard the guy. Yelling. I'm like, "That's your neighbor." Like, wouldn't you first just be like, oh, "Everything good?" Like, yeah, we got OBJ. I'm like, all right, kids, you can get out of the car now. We're gonna be fine. We're gonna be safe.
I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming and like flailing his arms.
It's your neighbor. It's Rob, or whatever it says.
Robert.
That's Robert.
Excited.
Robert Stewart lives right across the street.
Neighbor.
Couldn't nothing stop me. So I had to come rejoice outside.
We got Odell! 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 We got Odell!
Jump.
He said a little gas there by the end.
He blew up.
I think he did. I think in the house he may have lost it. Then he went outside.
Like
he kind of ran out of steam.
Warrior by the time he got to the ring.
Well, he was a little exhausted, but
we got a deal.
They haven't had a lot of big moves. As a Browns fan, what were you really celebrating before? Maybe Baker Mayfield, but you didn't know he was going to be this good. Odell, I mean, that is a big, big trade. So good for him. Good for him getting all fired up. He's cramping up right now. You gotta tell. He's probably hunched over.
Yeah, hydrate. Get some water.
That's what it's all about. You gotta get excited.
We don't get to do that.
No, we don't.
Jumping up and down the street. We got OBJ. Like, oh my God.
However, Stewart's celebration was cut short when officers arrived. But when he told them why.
I bet they high-fived. I bet they high-fived. I bet they jumped in their arms.
Yelling around and jumping.
I bet he
him.
Jumped like into the guy's arms and they did like the double dance in a
we
row. Hands up.
DJ, and then we dapped it up. Everything was all cool. And they
dapped
went back
dapped it up. Yeah, I don't doubt that. That is the way to go. Those guys probably hadn't heard. They were busy doing their rounds. All of a sudden, they
came up. What?
They hear this guy. He's like, what is he saying?
We got a deal.
He's like, no.
We got a deal.
Oh, we got OBJ, and then we dapped it up.
He's like, is that a Schefter report or a Rappaport? Because if it's a Schefter report, we're with you. If it's a Rappaport, we got to wait and see. We're not really sure if that one's on the up and up.
Why?
Oh, we got OBJ, and then we dapped it up. Everything was all cool, and they went back on about their day.
Rebecca, thanks for calling the cops on me, neighbor. Like, what is that?
Hey, yeah, they're me.
They're going to have issues.
Because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling. And
Odell! We got
Would you really call the cops if you heard that? Odell, we got Odell.
You didn't mind eating burgers at my house last summer, did you?
They're probably best friends, and then maybe she's mad at him for something else. Maybe he like always parks in her space. Maybe it's bigger than that. Maybe
we got OBJ. Like,
good for those guys. Good for him specifically, and the police for just being like, all right, good.
Listen to his voice here. It's just pure joy.
He's so excited.
Dude, we got OBJ. Like, oh my God.
However, why?
Oh, we got OBJ, and then we dapped it up. Everything was all cool, and they went back on about their day.
Those officers then crossing the street to share the excitement with Jackson.
He asked me, are you a Browns fan? I was like, no, not really.
Oh. I was going to say,
classic Steelers.
They all had champagne out there. They're ready to go. They're celebrating. I feel like if you don't react that way to your favorite team, you're not. If your favorite team acquires somebody like that, that's how you should act.
He got OBJ.
That should be you. You should be fired up.
That's what I was like when the Bruins got Charlie Coyle.
Is that very similar?
Just like that.
Not me, because Donato went the
out
other way.
The
I was a little upset.
Screaming.
I was a little upset.
Yelling, we got Charlie Coyle!
No. Nobody did that. Nobody's done that in a while.
Really? And he was like, well, he was celebrating the Browns' big win. I was like, oh, did they play a game? He was like, no, they get Odell Beckham Jr.
Did they play a game?
She really does not care.
Good guess that she's not a big football
fan. You know what? Now I'm not surprised she didn't recognize the neighbor.
No.
She has no idea. She didn't even know what football season is. She could care less about that. Oh, they win a game? Like, I don't know.
They get Odell Beckham Jr. I was like, well, congratulations.
As for Stewart,
like, did they win a game? Like, no, they just won the Super Bowl, lady. They just won the Super Bowl. They got Odell Beckham teaming up with Jarvis Landry. Come on.
And why?
Oh, we got OBJ, and then we dapped it up. Everything was all cool, and they went back on about their day.
This is what we're missing.
This is great.
This is what Patriots.
Aren't you a little jealous?
This is what Patriot. Well, not that so much.
That guy seemed pretty excited.
You know,
have you ever been that excited about anything?
Yeah, February 4th when they won the Super Bowl.
Did you make a video? Did your neighbor call the cops on you? No, you were probably much more reserved than that. This guy had more fun than most people did watching the Patriots win.
We got him!
The Patriots have won so many times, they're just like, yeah, good one. Good season, guys.
This is like Christmas morning style when you get like
this
the big video game system,
the
big tour. Yes.
That kid, they got the N64.
We got him!
He's pumped.
I mean,
I forgot how to walk. I'm going down.
She could have thought he was all hopped up on cough medicine.
No, that's
or something
true.
By then,
what are you gonna call the cops on the guy having a little cough medicine?
He could have been.
What if he had a cough?
Because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling.
This lady's just got her head in the clouds. She's got no idea. She doesn't know where her neighbor is.
He's like, no, they get Odell Beckham Jr. I was like, oh.
That guy should get season tickets. The Browns should reach out to him. They should give him something. He should sit in the suite. Odell Beckham, give him a jersey, something.
I saw where there was a tweet with this, the guy doing the, and Odell Beckham Jr. retweeted it.
Oh, he did? Okay, good. I bet Odell will give him something.
So he knows
then.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I bet he'll give him something.
He thought it was kind of cool and everything.
That was hilarious.
Congratulations.
As for Stewart, his plans for if the Browns win the Super Bowl.
Oh, you got no words now.
Probably won't disturb any neighbors.
I don't know. Oh my God.
Is he okay?
I might be flying.
He might fly. Don't go to the roof of your house, Robert,
because
they
trust
do win.
Me, it's not going
to
end.
He might try to. He's going to be the guy that just like will like pass out.
I had to come rejoice outside.
We got Odell.
Okay. All right. We got it.
I like that guy.
We got Odell.
Good
I'm
for
going
him.
Down.
Good for him.
We easy. Got Odell.
Uh-oh. Don't feel so good. You got Odell. He's like, I know. This is a problem.
I'm telling you. It's
coming
like,
out both ends.
It's like Ultimate Warrior by the time he gets to the ring.
Useless. Just useless when he got there. But he was excited early on. So God bless that guy. Looking forward to keeping up with him the rest of the season. Do we get his Instagram? Do we have his Twitter? Do we have anything?
We have a Patriots move.
Oh, here we go.
This is breaking news.
That might be overselling it a little bit.
Woo! Are we going to be reacting like that Odell guy? What do we got? No?
Probably not.
No?
Here is
we got Odell!
No, stop it. Here is a tweet. Thank you, Patriots, for my time with the organization. I gained so much respect for how you do things and win championships. It's done the right way through hard work. Thank you for granting my release. I'm ready for this next chapter, says Adrian Claiborne.
Yeah.
But
he was still on the team yesterday.
Okay, but now they've just cleared up $4 million in cap space.
I knew he was going to be gone. Yes. And because my hope, actually, and I know this is long gone, but my hope was Trey Flowers was going to re-sign, and the Michael Bennett move was really just to replace Claiborne, who was a letdown. Claiborne didn't do much, but kind of surprising to me, he lasted on the team all year long. But he was not very good, and he was making, like, Dwayne Allen and Claiborne were two guys that were making way more money than what their production was, so it's really no surprise that they both got canned. Now
it was put strangely, thank you for granting my release.
But did he ask for his release?
Doesn't it sound like
sounds
it?
Like spin. Sounds like, well, the old, okay, Adrian Claiborne agency has a little spin on it. Be like, see, they actually wanted him, but he wants to go somewhere else. He's won his Super Bowl. He wants to go somewhere else and make money.
But as we said, it also clears up $4 million in cap space.
Which they need to spend on guys that they have. Like, they just announced, well, they didn't announce all these signings. It's really reporters that have announced all these recent ones.
Well, they've announced a couple.
The re-signing of Jason McCourty, they did.
McCourty, they announced.
But the Bruce Ellington, the Maurice Harris, the, I don't even think the Mike Pennell one yet is official. Matt Lacoste, who everybody really enjoys.
Calm down.
Yeah, so those guys. But
we got Matt Lacoste!
No, nobody's going there, Dale.
You sure?
Nobody's excited. Unless there's Matt Lacoste, and then he outfits everybody with the alligator shirts.
Or Lacoste.
Oh, Lacoste. I don't know what it is.
Fashion plate Keith over here.
It's not for me.
Doesn't know whose stuff he's actually wearing. I don't know how to say this name. Hello?
Arvon D. You don't know Arvon D.?
Yes, I do.
Razzle Von Dazzle, Parts Unknown?
Oh, it's Rizzle Von Drizzle, baby.
Rizzle Von Drizzle. What's going on?
I was just calling to wish you a very happy birthday today.
Oh, please.
And just tell you, like, you know, we've been through a lot. We've been friends now for 20 years, Richard.
That is true.
You can believe that.
I can.
He's had a friend for 20 years.
One, that's him. That's why we do a podcast together.
Rizzle Von Drizzle.
That's right. That's him.
And we've been through a lot. You know, we've bullied French exchange students. We've pulled pranks on several people in our dormitory at our very prestigious high school together.
That's true.
And I know you're not a man of material things based on the way...
What'd you get me?
Well, since I know you were upset about it before, I got you, or us really, two general admission tickets to PAX.
I'm not going to PAX. This is an inside thing. I'm not going. I refuse to go. I will not go.
Hold on.
The man got you a gift.
I know, but I don't want it. I'm sending it back right now.
Well, here's the thing. They were kind of expensive, so if you could ask Uncle Scrooge across from you or the people at WEDI to pay for it, that would be great. I really can't afford it.
I know you can't because it's too expensive. Don't go to this thing. Don't tell anybody.
We're going.
No, we're not.
All right, fine. Friendship over.
Okay, fair enough.
Good. Well,
a good run, though. 20 years.
It was a good 20 years. I mean,
we have a real heated rivalry going on right now with this convention that's coming into town.
What is? I don't even.
It's
know
a video
is.
Game convention. You would think that they would want.
Of course, it is.
You would think that they would want me and Roy Von Doy to go, but it's
Rizzle Von Drizzle.
Rizzle Von Drizzle to go, but no, we were not allowed to go, and so now we are anti this place. Yeah, we weren't allowed in.
They're the bad boys of conventions.
We are the bad boys of Comic-Con, so I think our they sort of got wind of that. And so we're not allowed to go.
Honestly, this is disappointing from a show standpoint because we've gotten some really good drops.
Right. You go, you interview all these creatures, and then you come back and you have some good content.
See, it might be because we've made fun of said creatures a lot.
That could be on the list, Dale, but still give us a shot. Give us a shot. We're very nice to those people there. We always have a good time.
Yeah,
it's not mean-spirited.
Don't cross Keith because right now he's on a rare tear on Twitter right now. Anybody that says they're going,
razor's edge.
Don't go to PAX East. Don't go. You're not going to have a good time there, so don't go. Well, do yourself a favor, don't go.
Your friend went out of his way to get you a ticket.
I think he's a liar is what he is. Yeah, he's an absolute liar. That would be my suggestion. You can listen to him on the hashtag Dork podcast. More of that. We just did Captain Marvel this week, Dale. We're going to do the Endgame trailer 2 next week.
We're going to do a 2-minute and 27-second trailer and turn it into a 45-minute Dork podcast.
That's correct. That'll be next week. You can get that on your iTunes.
Wait, well, let's go back over...
Remember that part?
Seconds 5 through 7. Let's go back to that now.
What does it mean? We're going to go over it with a magnifying glass. That I can promise you.
I'm trying to figure out which one of you is more juvenile. You or Rizzle Von Drizzle?
It's probably me.
Yeah.
If we're being honest, it's probably me. Yeah.
Okay. 617-779-7937. Joe's on the cell phone. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, what's going on? Rich, today's your birthday?
You better believe it, Joe.
Happy birthday,
Thank you.
Brother.
Thank you.
Hey, the reason why I'm calling, I got no problems with these parents paying these kids to go, their kids to go to school. You guys had a caller there, a woman caller, saying that the law, the rich should be treated like the poor. I don't know what planet she's from, but that's not how it works here. We all know that.
But shouldn't it? Shouldn't it be equal for everybody?
Shouldn't we aspire to
that? It kind of should be, right?
It should be, but Rich, it's not.
Well, okay, but that doesn't mean she can't want it to be and that I can't want it to be.
Well, all right, let's put that aside.
All right, we'll put it off to the side.
Oh, okay.
I'll move that over here.
People with power, fame, and money are treated different than the poor, the average Joe.
No, they already are, Joe, and now on top of it, their kids are getting into college ahead of kids that are more qualified.
Okay. Let's use Joe Montana as an example.
Okay.
He went to Notre Dame, right?
Right, yes.
He's an alumni there, right?
Yes.
People don't, I'm sure that Joe Montana donates, he's probably donated hundreds of millions of dollars.
Not a chance.
Hundreds of millions?
Zero chance.
That's that Haynes money he's got. I don't think so.
All right, listen. All right, I exaggerated. I'm sure he's donated a lot of money to that school. Let's just keep it
maybe.
Like
okay,
that.
Fine.
Okay,
fine.
Is it fair to say that
he's donated money? Okay. Probably. Okay.
All right. Now these people that don't understand, Joe Montana, now with his kids going to that school, because he donates money to that school, that money that he donates, let's just say $1 million. These people got to understand is that. That $1 million is to help that school's facilities.
Or it's going to the coach of the team. Like, that's the problem, though, Joe, is that that's not even one of these scenarios. That's what we're saying. Like, you've almost come to expect that, whether that's fair or not. That's sort of like, okay, this kid's parents went to this school. This kid can pay full. This kid's also going to, on top of it, make donations. Probably he's got a pretty good chance of getting in. But apparently they can't even let all of those legacies in because these rich parents have then had to go to the next step of going to like back through these side doors to go to these coaches and be like, hey, pretend that he's an athlete or she's an athlete. Like, this is taking it above and beyond.
And I'm not in Joe's camp here. I'm not suggesting they didn't do anything wrong.
They did. They for sure did.
They absolutely did. My point is, do I think Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman should go to prison? That seems a little harsh to me.
I think they could learn a lesson, though, maybe. I'm coming around on prison
something
time.
Something firm here. Yeah, firm hand at the tiller. Yeah. Look, the guy who ran the whole scam, send him away. I got no issues.
Yeah.
It seems unrealistic to me that you're going to send everybody here to prison who's been involved in this.
What about just 6 months hard time? Just to see how they come out on the other end.
Yeah, probably not going to happen.
We'll see.
Just going to guess. Eric's calling from work. Hey, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
No problem.
First of all, I want to say, is it one of you guys' birthday? I was wondering if I could guess how old you're turning.
It's Dale's birthday. Give it a shot.
I thought it was Rich's birthday.
Oh, that's right. It's Rich's birthday. Give it a shot. What do you got? How old?
46.
I'm 46.
Close
enough. Nailed it.
Oh, good. And the next thing I wanted to talk about was, so I have a source saying that Christian Foray is a bully. So I would actually like to challenge him to a fight. He can come to the gym, sign a waiver, and I really am anxious to get my hands on him, because once I do, he's going down.
Hold on. First of all, Eric, I don't think Fourier is a bully at all. I think you've gotten some
bad
information
on
that.
No, my brother's friend told me this. And
brother's friend.
Oh, this is getting a little sketchy.
And he has a tattoo or something about predicting about the Patriots, like Super Bowl or something.
He does not have any tattoos.
And he's not on Good Morning Football.
No, not Christian Foray, the guy who told me.
Okay. All right, yeah.
Good Morning Football.
So obviously he's a good source then.
All right, so
he's all tatted up.
Based on that new information, I think you'd... Let's get it on!
What's your... Eric,
let's go!
Not to tip your hand, how would you describe your fight? Okay, I asked for that.
We were going good for a minute there.
He really got aggressive there at the end.
Eric decided to work blue all of a sudden.
He just got fired up. So he said the Muay Thai, he was going to go
in
Muay
the face thing. That was all good.
He just... So he wants to fight 4A now? What's wrong with... Why?
Chris, you know, just to give a little background.
At least he's picking on the biggest guy. I respect that.
Just like you did.
That's what you got to do. You got to kick someone's ass the first day at a new job. 4A
paid this show a very good compliment yesterday.
What did he?
Yeah, he said
on
the show...
On the air or off the air?
And now we got callers wanting to beat him up?
Yeah, no, I don't like that, Eric. Come on. I like your calls, but I don't need you to fight 4A. I'm not anti-fight. If you want to fight somebody, great. But I just don't really see the point
of
fighting 4A.
I'm going to suggest that, and I've never seen Eric.
Eric's a big dude.
Have we seen Christian Fourier?
Big dude.
Big dude.
That's a heavyweight bout, Dale. What
Former
do you want?
Professional athlete.
Jason, you've seen Eric? Or no?
No, our intern, Caitlin, who's not here today, has seen him before.
Big guy, right?
Yeah, she says he's tall. I don't think he's as tall as Fourier, but she's thinking 6'3".
Okay. That's not like crazy tall.
Well, Texter's got a good point.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Given his history here at the radio station.
Fourier.
How do we know that Eric isn't Christian?
I can guarantee you.
Uh-huh.
I can guarantee you he's not.
True. The guy likes to mix in a prank call.
He does like to, make a call with a funny voice now and then. Picking a fight with himself would be the ultimate way of throwing you off the trail.
Something to think about.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Kiefer Madness, bottom of the hour, our week in review. That might make it for next week after we clean it up. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.